Okay.
Levis Halvavis, Wednesday night, or Lechav Hei Iyar. We're doing Levis Halvavis, Shachesh Ben HaNefesh. We're learning Perek Shlishi, where he lists 30 things to think about. That's what his take on Chesh Ben HaNefesh. When he uses the term, he means things that you have to think about. People go through life treating things very casually and superficially, and you have to stop and think about things, and he lists them off. He has 30 things. We're in the middle of contemplation number 10, which is to think about how Hashem is watching you. The camcorder's running, the video machine. Hashem's watching everything you do. Try to imagine how you act. If there's anybody in the street who walked in, even if this young man walked into the Beis Medrash and he started watching you, you would sit up, you would stop slouching, you would brush off, you wouldn't pick your nose. You wouldn't pick your nose. You would stop, maybe going like that, clicking with the pen. Yeah, someone's watching you. Tucking your shirt. So Hashem's always watching you. And Hashem's more chashuv than that kid over there, I dare say. And not only is Hashem watching you, but he's watching. And this is all, you have to think about this. You have to think about how Hashem is watching your innermost thoughts and your emotions. And Hashem knows what's going on inside of you. We live in a way that our thoughts are hidden. If people could read our thoughts, we'd probably get into a lot of fights. You get into a lot of fights. People would always get embarrassed. People would hide under their beds. People wouldn't want to walk outside if people knew what they were thinking. But there is something you're supposed to think about, that someone does know what you're thinking. Hashem. And so he says, and once you do that, you'll develop Yiras Hashem. Because the real Yiras Hashem is busha, embarrassment. You're embarrassed to act a certain way. It doesn't have to be dafka, the emotion of fear, where you're hiding under your bed, cowering in fear. It's embarrassment. That's the fear we talk of, is embarrassment. So, wait, I'm bringing this up to date. And then he says, even when people acquire knowledge, he says a very interesting thought. People acquire knowledge that they should attain a certain status. So, Kol Shekein, you want to acquire knowledge of Torah, you want to have that status by Hashem, who knows what you know. And he's Bochen Kloyos Valev. Okay, we're going to start now, page Resh Mem Tes. It's around the two-thirds of the way down, I'd call it. V'omer HaKosov B'inyan Yiras Elokim B'inyan Yiras Hashem Al Tvahel Al Picha. Don't talk without thinking. Always a good idea. V'libcha Al Yimahar Lahotzi Dover Lufneihu Elokim Kilokim B'Shamayim V'tola Oretz. Now Hashem is not B'Shamayim. Hashem is nowhere. Hashem is everywhere. But by talking about Hashem being B'Shamayim and us being B'Oretz, we express the idea that he's watching us, because to a human being, that's when someone's on high and he's looking down, so he sees everything that's happening. So that's the way we get the feeling that Hashem is watching us, by saying Hashem is in Shemayim. Hashem's not in Shemayim. I don't want to disappoint you. Hashem's nowhere. He's in Shemayim as much as he's in Baretz. But that's how we say Hashem's watching us, by saying Hashem is B'Shamayim.
Because
Hu Makomo Shel Olam Veina Olam Makomo. He is not smaller than the idea of space, that you place him within space. Space is smaller than he is. Space is in Hashem, not Hashem is in space. So you can't talk about Hashem being anywhere, because that implies that the anywhere is a concept larger than Hashem, and he's within that Mizgeret. But Hashem is not in the Mizgeret.
He's in a different world, but he's in our world, and he's outside of anything we could
ever
have.
Okay, you can say it however you want. He's nowhere. Space is within him.
Okay.
He encompasses space. Space doesn't encompass him. Okay, think about that. I just want you to think about that. Anyway, Hashem b'shamayim hishkafal b'nei yodom. But we do talk about Hashem being b'shamayim because it's a way of thinking that Hashem's watching you. That's what Chavis Halvada says. A very interesting thing. If your kids ever ask you why we say Hashem b'shamayim, Hashem is b'shamayim, if they have a chap that Hashem is not b'shamayim, like why should he be b'shamayim? Maybe he's b'aretz, maybe he's... So you tell them what the Chavis Halvada says in Shaar HaShechesh Ben HaNefesh, that saying Hashem is b'shamayim enables you to say and to think and to realize that Hashem's watching you. Because when someone's on top, there's like an observatory tower. So Hashem's observing. Yeah, well, that doesn't do anything. Yeah.
That means it's not necessarily observing this from above. You usually think that's...
Dalef Nei Miyata Omer happens to be talking about a very specific thing about tefillah. It's not a statement of Hashem. It's not like Shivisi Hashem Anegdi Summit. Dalef Nei Miyata Omer is talking about your attitude in tefillah, that you're talking to Hashem, and you're imagining that he's in front of you and you're talking to him. So that's Dalef Nei Miyata Omer. That's very specific to tefillah, that sentence. V'chashe Yishani Namam Aninyan Zebe Machshavto. And when you review this and think about it, V'yasa Cheshbon Im Nafsho Olav Tomid. He even throws in the word Cheshbon HaNefesh. He's very nice. You think about this and you contemplate it. Hashem Yisalam Motui Imoi B'matzpuno. Then he'll always be thinking about Hashem. Because when you develop the awareness that Hashem's always watching you, you've developed Hashem consciousness. You walk around with this feeling that there's an eye watching you, and you get used to that eye being part of your life, and you start talking to it, and it's a real presence, Hashem, because he's always there watching you.
So he is.
He is. Of course he is. Of course he is. What do you mean? He's always watching you. That's the point. He sees what you're doing. Even though he sees what you're doing. It doesn't matter where he is. He sees what you're doing. That's the point. And if he sees what you're doing, you feel as if you're in his presence. He's a part of your life. And if he's part of your life, that's only good. That's what the Chavis Halvada says. The Chavis Halvada is going to talk about now the development of a person who becomes a tzaddik. He does this in no other Cheshbon HaNefesh. He has 30 things to think about. In none of them does he talk about that if you take this to the nth degree, the person will develop into a tzaddik, with the exception of this one, number 10. Why? Because it's true about number 10. It might not be true about the others. He says if you constantly think about that Hashem is watching you, so you develop Hashem consciousness, and you're always aware of him, and then he becomes part of your life. Motsu imoy b'matzpuno, he becomes part of your thoughts, your emotions, because he's always there. The yiru also be'ein sichlo, and you see Hashem, you obviously be'ein sichlo. You don't see Hashem with your eye, with your physical eye. You see him, so to speak, with the mind's eye, meaning you're aware of him. You see him, you're cognizant of him. That's called ein sichlo. Below yechta lios yore also, and then you will develop yiras Hashem because he's always watching you. Umechabed mitzvaso, and you will have the right attitude towards his mitzvahs. Umizbonein beikfos maasov, and you'll be careful about what you do. You won't just do things unthinkingly. You'll think before you do things. Umizchake al po'olov bahanhog, and you'll think about how Hashem runs the world, Banagoso as Beruov, how Hashem, Hashem's always around. So everything you see, Hashem is there, and Hashem is making the tree grow, and Hashem is making the grass grow, and Hashem is making it rain, and Hashem is making the wind blow, and Hashem is making it hot, and Hashem is making it cold. The person is always aware that Hashem is doing everything in the world. So he develops that high madrega, and Hamidim, and he gets into the Bria, which is Meir al Romamuso, on Hashem's power, Ugedulaso, V'chachmaso, V'hafolos Yecholto. That's how he talks about the Bria in Shar HaBechina, learning on Sunday night with the ladies, that the Bria is a testimony to Hashem's greatness and Hashem's wisdom. The Bria is amazingly complex. Hashem's chesed, power, goodness, organizational skills, and his reality, his wisdom, his goodness, and his power. You become aware of that. If everything you look at is Hashem, is Hashem's will, and you see these things are amazingly complex and totally, like we just talked about in the Shema Yisrael, everything is so complex, and everything works, and everything is so programmed, and everything is so planned, down to the thousandth, millionth of a molecule, you know, to the tenth, hundredth degree. So you come aware of this greater power. Okay, stop here.